We have with us Superintendent of Elyria City Schools, Paul Rigda, and also Amy Higgins joining us this morning. Thank you both for joining us.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good to see you, folks. We just saw you the other night at the Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You had a great turnout, right?
It was really, really good. Really good. Did you have a good time?
Oh, it was wonderful. Yeah, first one I'd been to, and it was a lot of fun.
That's nice. A lot of people said this was their first one. The numbers keep growing, don't they, Amy?
They really do.
I'm trying to guess. 600? What do you think?
At least.
In and out the door 600. Throughout the night? Maybe 350 any given time?
Yes.
So I'm glad you brought that up because more people went this year. And now, being on the radio, this is great. We can talk about it. Perhaps more even will come next year. Nick Abraham has that Ford dealership completely emptied out for us. And it's a great place to come for dinner, or you could come right after dinner if you just wanted to see old friends and whatnot. And we saw a lot of community there this year. Like anything, it began with a lot of staff and to get it going 9 years ago. But then the community has picked up on it, and more and more and more community, and I would say it was majority community.
Oh, yes, and that's what we set out to do when we started that, was to have a true community event, because we go to everything that's a school event, all of us staff, and we see each other all the time, so, you know, it's fun to see each other after work, but...
Haven't seen you since this morning.
I haven't seen... What's new?
Right.
But...
Well, I'm sorry that both of you had to show up here together. Maybe got somebody else.
Yeah. Oh, her again.
Yeah. Oh. But really, it was great to have so many different varieties of people there, too. Really, we had politicians, we had business people, we had regular community folks, and so it was really nice.
Yeah, it was.
It sort of shows their support for the school, because that's kind of what that event's about, right?
Yes, very much so. And as you know, it seems like we're always on the campaign trail, unfortunately, but... It was a great kickoff because we do have an important levy in May, and we can't pay for those through school district funds. We have to do that through donations or fundraisers, and so this was a great kickoff for this very important event coming up.
So this is another renewal going on the ballot, right?
Yes, that's the key word. Let's call it renewal and renewal. No new taxes. Very, very important. This is a renewal that is huge to our operations. This is over $13 million of renewal money. Not new money, no new programs to be paid for, nothing out of the ordinary at all. This is something that comes up every now and then. What we have been doing is every 5 years, and as Amy says, we're always on the campaign trail, and people are getting so weary of that. So one of the things we're doing this year, because we can, the state says, you know, you're wearing everybody out, we get it. Why don't you go 10 years at a time when it's a renewal? You're not asking for any more. You don't have to come back. This is the third time we've asked for the same money, because it just keeps expiring, if people can think of it that way. So we have to come back, and essentially we're asking the question in a renewal, would you please still give us what you're already giving us? And we hope that they say yes. That's all this is. But we still have to go about it like it's a full-fledged campaign. There's no automatic anymore. There was a time when these renewals, you just said to people, it's just a renewal. You don't have to spend much money on the campaign at all. But anymore, it seems that we do have to spend the money, get out in the public, convince them again yet that we're a good buy for that same amount of money.
I was hoping, I forgot to bring it in, but in my car I have one of the placemats from the Mardi Gras event.
Oh.
Because I was going to bring it in here because it says, keep calm. That was the focus of the, you know, what you're putting
calm out there. Keep calm and vote for issue two, yes.
Well, what's the idea behind keeping calm?
You know, that's a really popular gimmick kind of on Facebook and other places, keep calm and something. And from what I understand, it's an old war slogan that the British would use in a poster campaign to just calm the masses. That's what I've been told. So if I'm speaking, you know, an untruth here on the radio, I apologize. But but that's a big thing. Everybody sees it now on T-shirts and things. But, you know, we thought it was appropriate for this second renewal of the school year.
We need to steal that. for the morning show.
So keep calm and listen.
Keep calm. Yeah. No, you're a morning show. You have to get us up and get us going. Yeah. Calm. Right. We're already calm.
Right. So here's a chance to kind of trumpet some of the fun things that have been going on in the school system. Got any lists of things that have been happening or things that are coming up or what you're proud of going on?
Oh, my goodness. It's such a busy time of year for us as we get into spring. We have the Special Olympics, all of the awards programs, the musical. We're doing Beauty and the Beast at Elyria High School this year. Graduation, of course. I'm not sure that we have a free night when you get into April and May when it comes to the school year.
Very, very busy. There's something going on every night, which is really good. The elementaries have all of their spring concerts. And the nice thing about that is we've been able to have these concerts from the elementary schools and the middle school more often than not, I'd say about 90% of the time at the Performing Arts Center over at the high school. So this is a great opportunity for taxpayers who have children and relatives of the children who come and watch the programs not to have to jam into those small elementary school parking lots, which I know gets aggravating to them. And then you sit on a folding chair in the gym and you think you're going to take a picture of your granddaughter. And that usually isn't going to happen. Whoever's in the front row, you get a good shot of them. But now you're in these comfortable seats. It's on the incline, so everybody has a good seat. They're on the stage. It's really good for kids. They just really kick it up a notch when they're in this auditorium because this is a big time for them. Yeah. And it shows the parents of early ed children, younger children, what a beautiful place they supported. And it gives them a chance to get in there and use it. And that was always the case as well. We wanted it to be a very much a community center. And people think of us a lot of sporting events, particularly your station. You cover us very well with the events that go there, volleyball and basketball and other activities. But the performing arts, Elyria has supported arts for as long as I can read back in history. The Washington Building, many people have been in the Washington Building. They may have even gone to the Washington Building to school. They may not realize that back in, I think, maybe the 30s, that was an auditorium in the center of the building that's now a stairwell. Mm-hmm. I keep looking around in there every time I go in there thinking, this was kind of a small auditorium, but from what I'm told, that was the auditorium area. We're talking back in possibly the end of a couple centuries ago. Illyrians still wanted to have their performing arts. They believed in the arts. They believed in music. And what a great legacy this community leaves each time it builds a new facility.
And, of course, you have so many outstanding teachers. In fact, we had two on about 6 weeks ago who are volunteering to collect gently worn formal gowns.
Yeah. The closet.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talk about that.
Oh, that's such a neat thing. Two teachers at Elyria High School, Andrea Oliver and Christy Roosh, had come up with the idea at a formal event. They were looking at all the girls' dresses, and they were advisors at the event, and they said, gosh, what'd you do with your formal dress? And the other one said, oh, it's still hanging in my mom's closet. And they started to talk about how that's probably so common. And prom is so expensive for kids. They can spend upwards of $1,200 on, by the time they get their dresses, corsages, dinner, limos, everything that they do. And so they thought it'd be great to collect these gently worn dresses and give them back to the students who maybe didn't have the funds to spend on a brand new dress or didn't want to spend that much money on a dress. They were saving for something else. And so they've created quite an enchanted closet at the high school. They are even collecting shoes and accessories and all those things us girls need.
I always thought that would be a great retail idea. We rent our tuxedos, and then we bring them back.
Yes.
It's kind of cool. And you bring them back dirty. I mean, it's really it's really cool.
Yes.
I mean, you go
really
in there
dirty.
And they give you this crisp tuxedo. We give them some money for it gladly. It has some really shiny shoes, They even give us those too, by the way.
Yeah, those shoes, by the way, have a permanent shine on them. You don't even have to polish them.
Yeah, really. They have the mirror-like finish, mm-hmm. and then when we're done, we bring them back. Mm-hmm. And I've often asked my wife, why don't women do that? And she said, I don't know. I think it's just the experience of searching through colors and having options. You guys don't seem to care about a lot of options.
We like to say that we might wear it again if we cut it off at the knee or something. And we never wear it again.
Right. Same way with weddings.
Yes.
Yep. So that's fun to see the teachers getting involved and kind of seeing what's the need for the students and sort of stepping outside the classroom for them to participate in stuff.
Yes, always.
Yeah, that is a wonderful thing they're doing, and I'm certain that we'll have some young ladies at the prom who otherwise would not have been able to afford it. And that means so much when we can do more than the education. And we're always trying to do more than the education. The Mardi Gras, we don't have to do that. I mean, there's a million ways to sell tickets and to make money. But we wanted this to be a community thing, you know, more than education. We want to be their partner. We want to be the community's partner. Well, like you guys, you're always supporting us and giving us opportunities. And of course, we're encouraging folks to listen to the station. They listen to your station a lot in the winter, I know, early in the morning. They sit at home waiting for her voice, and then they listen to the station to be sure it was true.
Our guest today, Paul Rigda, Superintendent of Elyria City Schools, also Amy Higgins. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
They wear the red, too. They always know this stuff.
Oh,
they
of course.
Who we are.
Yeah. That's right.
For the pioneer colors. Appreciate your time this morning, and thank you for stopping in as we can.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.